Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the fourth Aliyah in Parsha's Kisavai. That's Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Aleph. And the Chumash tells us, "Vaitzav Moshe v'Zekenei Yisrael es ha'am leimor." And Moshe and the elders of Israel commanded the nation, saying, "Shamar is kol mitzvah. Observe all the commandments. Asher noichem mitzav es chamayim that I'm commanding you today. V'ha'yon it shall be b'yom asher tavus hayarden el arz asher Hashem lekechon nesin lach. When you cross over the Yarden, the Jordan River, into the land that Hashem your God gives you, you shall set up for yourself large stones." And you shall coat them with plaster. And you shall write on them, as called all the words of this Torah when you cross over, so that you can come into the land that Hashem your God gives you, a land flowing with milk and honey, like Hashem, the God of your forefathers, has told you. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis, and you shall set up for yourself by Yarden that's in the Jordan River. Then you shall take other stones out of the Jordan, and use those stones to build a mizbech on Har Evel, which we're going to see in the next few psukim. It turns out there were three sets of stones. There were 12 in the Jordan River, corresponding to them in Gilgal, and corresponding to them in Har Evel. And this is a lengthy discussion of Masechta Saita. And back to Chumash Pasuk Dalad. Will be when you cross over the Jordan, you shall set up these stones that I commanded you today, meaning all these stones I've told you about, Har Evel, you shall set them up in Har Evel, and coat them with plaster. The reason why you're clothing them with plaster again is to preserve the writing on them. And you shall build a mizbech over there for Hashem your God. Mizbech avanim, a mizbech out of stones. You're not allowed to raise up iron on them, meaning you're not allowed to use iron in building this mizbech. Avanim shleimus tivnes mizbech Hashem lekecha. You shall build this mizbech of Hashem your God with complete or whole stones. Ve'alisa olav oilas Hashem lekecha. And you shall bring oilas, which are burnt offerings, on it for Hashem your God. Ve'zavachta shlamim v'chalta sham. And you shall shecht shlamim and eat them there. And rejoice in front of Hashem your God. And you shall write on these stones all the words of this Torah, Ba'er Hetev, explained very well. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches. What does that mean, Ba'er Hetev, explained well? B'shivim Lashon, that means in 70 languages. It doesn't mean you shall write it with all the commentaries and with good penmanship so that everyone can read it nicely. It means it should be written in 70 languages so that anyone in the world can understand it. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Tes. V'hidar Moshe v'kanim ha'levim, El Kol Yisrael Emor, and Moshe and the Kanim of the Levim spoke to all of Israel, saying, Haskes, pay attention, Ushma Israel, and hearken, hear, O Israel, Hayoim Hazeni Yesalaam. Today you have become a nation, Lahashem Lekecha, Tashem your God. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes, Haskes, Kitargumai, like Targum translates it as, pay attention, Hayoim Hazeni Yesa, Bechol Yoim Yubenecha, Kiilu Hayoim Basa Ima Bebrez. Every single day you should view it as if it's just today you enter this covenant with Hashem, so it's fresh and it's exciting. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud, Vishamata Bekal Hashem Lekecha, you shall listen, you should hearken to the voice of Hashem your God, Vasisas Mitzvaisav as Chukav, you shall do his mitzvahs and Chukim, Asher Anoich Mitzav Chayim, that I command you today. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up with the fifth Aliyah tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.